Hey everyone, and welcome back to Stoicom. I'm your host, Avery Hott, here to help you navigate this wild ride we call life with a little more grace and a whole lot less stress. Today, we're diving into something super important. Building strong support systems for better mental health. Ever feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? You know that feeling when everything feels just a little too much? Well, I'm here to tell you that you don't have to go it alone. Humans are social creatures, wired to connect and thrive in communities. And believe me, having a solid support system can be a game changer for your mental well-being. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's make something crystal clear. Building a support system isn't about being clingy or needing constant validation. It's about fostering genuine connections with people who lift you up, challenge you in a good way, and celebrate your wins big and small. Think of it like this. Your support system is your mental health secret weapon. So, how do we build these incredible communities that can truly make a difference? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. First, be open to connection. This means stepping outside your comfort zone a little and putting yourself out there. Join clubs, take classes, volunteer anything that allows you to meet new people who share your interests. You'd be surprised how many amazing connections can form over shared passions. Think of it like finding your tribe, those individuals who get you on a deeper level. Second, nurture existing relationships. We often get so caught up in making new connections that we forget about the ones already in our lives. Reach out to friends and family, schedule regular catch-ups, even if it's just a quick coffee or phone call. These simple gestures can go a long way in strengthening your bonds and building a solid foundation of support. Third, be a good listener. Remember, sometimes the best way to show someone you care is simply by listening attentively. Put away your phone, make eye contact, and truly absorb what they're saying. Active listening creates a space of genuine connection and fosters trust, which are essential for building strong relationships. Fourth, practice vulnerability. Sharing your thoughts and feelings with trusted individuals can be incredibly freeing. It allows you to connect on a deeper level and receive the support you need. Remember, vulnerability is not weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to open up and let people in, but it's often the key to building lasting connections. And finally, set boundaries. This might seem counterintuitive when we're talking about building a support system, but hear me out. Setting healthy boundaries ensures that you protect your own mental well-being while nurturing your relationships. It means being honest about your needs and limits, and communicating them respectfully to others. Think about it like this. Imagine you're hosting a dinner party. You want to create a warm and welcoming atmosphere where everyone feels comfortable and respected. But you also need to ensure that the evening runs smoothly and that everyone has a good time. Setting boundaries is like creating those guidelines for a successful gathering. Let me share a quick example to illustrate this point. Imagine a friend constantly vents about their problems, leaving you feeling drained and overwhelmed. While it's important to be there for your friend, setting a boundary might look like saying something like, "Hey, I care about you and want to support you, but sometimes these conversations leave me feeling really drained." Would it be helpful if we focused on finding solutions together instead of just venting? This approach shows your friend that you're still there for them while also protecting your own emotional well-being. So remember, building a strong support system is like cultivating a beautiful garden. It takes time, effort, and nurturing, but the rewards are absolutely worth it. Don't underestimate the power of connection in shaping your mental health journey. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Reach out to those around you, nurture those connections, and build a community that empowers and supports you every step of the way. And be sure to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. Let's spread the Stoicom message together. Until next time, stay strong, stay connected, and keep shining your light.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.